Johnny Mathis, morning show music at WJMA, Sail on White Moon. It's 9:34 this morning. Altman Furniture Company, Bird Street in Orange, is featuring a bedding sale that'll save you $90 to $100 on Kingsdown Crown Imperial mattresses and box spring sets. Each unit is strong in its construction for the kind of deep-down support your body needs. And there's extra soft foam quilted into the damask cover for the kind of close-to-you softness your spirit needs. Sale prices are $319.50 king size, $219.50 for queen size, and the regular is $169.50. Kingsdown sale in progress in the bedding department of Altman Furniture Company on Bird Street in Orange. Here's Bert Kempfert and the orchestra from 1962. This is African Beat. Remember March of 1962, you probably remember that from Bert Kempfert and his orchestra, 9:37 at WJMA. Here's interesting news from Hong Kong today. A cross-cultural promotion effort, Hong Kong's going to send four bagpipe players to Japan to play Scottish music. The Hong Kong Tourist Association says the pipers will visit Tokyo, Osaka, and other Japanese cities. They'll be accompanied on their tourist-attracting mission by kung fu experts and singers who will also perform at various public functions. Well, that all sounds strange and interesting, too. 22.5 minutes before 10 o'clock, here's a song that helped get Hank Cochran into the Country Music Hall of Fame. It's done here by Donnie and Marie Osmond. And Marie Osmond from a brand new album entitled, very cleverly, Donnie and Marie Osmond Make the World Go Away. I'm not kidding, that's the whole title of the album. It's also the name of that song. 20 before 10 at WJMA. I was just telling you about Hong Kong, Japan, and the bagpipe guys, right? All right, cool it. These bagpipe guys blow it every time. They're supposed to come in last time. What is wrong? They don't know what to do. Quiet. Quiet on the set. Another story from Hong Kong. Dateline, Hong Kong. A Japanese television program about a superhero named Ultraman has been taken off the air in Hong Kong because of complaints from parents. Children emulating their hero reportedly had been injuring themselves, jumping off crates, and using kung fu chops and kicks on other kids. This is dangerous. Parents have lodged similar complaints against another program called The Masked Rider, but no action has been taken so far on The Masked Rider. Watch out. If they start showing those shows around here, it might be dangerous to walk the streets or go to school or something.
How is it that two people
Randy Edelman, Isn't It a Shame, 16 minutes before 10 o'clock. Hey, here's something kind of nifty I just discovered. You noticed how in a restaurant or some places, when they make a grilled cheese sandwich or something, they come out with a really nicely grilled cheese sandwich. This says, for even browning and perfect golden color, use unsalted butter for grilling sandwiches. That'll do it. Unsalted butter. That's it. You know what I want to know? You've seen commercials and magazine ads and stuff for soft drinks and liquor and things. The ice cubes they use are absolutely clear. Looks like a block of Lucite. How do they do that? It doesn't work for me. Mine are all full of bubbles, and I don't like that. I want to find out how to make those clear ice cubes. I don't want to buy them. I'm too cheap to do that. I want to make them myself. And if you know how to do that, you can call me during Swap Shop and tell me, and I would really appreciate that.
Hand roasts 30-ounce cans of turkey, pork, beef, or corned beef only $3.89 at Madison IGA. Green beans $39 a pound. 3-ounce boxes of Royal Gelatin Dessert Assorted Flavors, 4 for $99, and 4 ounces of McCormick Black Pepper, 39 cents with a completed budget saver card. Madison IGA open tonight till 8.
Shop and save the quality way at IGA.
Welcome to Swap Shop, a program brought to you this morning by Orange Furniture Company, your authorized General Electric dealer for the area. We take calls between now and 10 o'clock for Swap Shop, early morning calls between 9 and have for sale this morning a 1972 CB175 Honda, 4,500 miles on it. They have a helmet to go with it. They'd like $395. After 6 p.m., 672-1312, 672-1312. Good morning, you're on Swap Shop. Hello, anybody there? Come in if you can hear me. Is there somebody online too? Hello, you're on Swap Shop.
Hello?
Hello.
I'd like to buy a baby's walker.
Okay.
Okay, the number is 672-5949. And did you find out how to make clear ice cubes yet?
No, do you know?
Well, I've heard that if you use hot water.
Have you ever tried that? No, I haven't tried that. I tried boiling water once, but then I let it cool before I put it in the refrigerator.
No, you should fill the trays with hot water. I've tried it once and it worked, but, you know.
Oh, hey, that's great. Well, I will be eternally grateful to you if that works.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'll have to try that. Try hot water. 672-5949. 672 is the lock and some yard fence. 854-5274 after 4:30. 854-4606. And that is Swap Shop for this morning. Our program brought to you this morning and each weekday morning at this time by Orange Furniture Company. Our program is produced and directed by Pat Watson. Ten o'clock. This is WJMA AM FM Orange. It's 75 degrees at 10 o'clock. The news brought to you by L&W Ford, south of Orange, Route 15, where they sell the best and service the rest. Here's what's new. Pathet Lao troops have entered the Laotian town of Savanakhet, where 12 Americans and 6 foreigners have been under house arrest. Led by tanks and artillery trucks, they were reported to have received a joyous welcome from the population of the Mekong River town, with government troops who had fought the Pathet Lao for years joining in the parade. Students have been demonstrating for a week in Savanakhet for an end to U.S. aid involvement in Laos and to show opposition to right-wing politicians. Yesterday, the students took into custody America through the Inter-American Development Bank. Simon told governors of the Development Bank's board at their annual meeting in the Dominican Republic that the United States is prepared to pump $1.75 billion into the multinational development bank over the next 3 years. This is WJMA Radio News.
This is Bill Little at the United Nations in New York. Today, the Security Council is having an important meeting to discuss transportation facilities in Lower Sevastopol. Speaking now, the Prime Minister of the province of Novotny, who's arguing about where they should buy their vehicles. The second voice will be that of the UN translator.
The Prime Minister says we should buy new and used cars at L and W Ford, Route 15 South in Orange,
Here's
Virginia.
The Sevastopol Minister of Transportation.
The Minister of Transportation admits L&W Ford south of Orange, Virginia, Route 15, has fine new and used cars and trucks, but he wants to know of the Prime Minister how they'll be transported to Lower Sevastopol if the country purchases these. I can't seem to make out what they're saying here. They're talking about L&W Ford, all right, but no, some of the language doesn't translate too well.
This is Bill Little returning you now to Booga Booga, Orange, Virginia, where L&W Ford sells new and used cars and trucks.
WJMA News Time 10:05. Mostly sunny and warmer today for the five counties, highs in the lower mid-80s. Fair tonight, lows near 60 to the mid-60s. Wednesday, partly cloudy and warm, highs the mid-80s. Chance of rain near zero through tonight, 20% tomorrow. Winds mostly from the south at 5 to 10 miles an hour today. Right now in Orange, the temperature is 75, that's 24 Celsius. Our humidity stands at 65%. The news presented by Ford and Mercury headquarters in this area, L&W Ford, south of Orange, Route 15. I'm Ross Hunter for WJMA Radio News. Say I Love You, that's from the Righteous Brothers, music at WJMA at 9:30 after 10 o'clock. Ross Hunter, announcer on duty till noontime today. Here's a song from 1969 from Judy Collins.
To everything turn, and a time to every purpose under heaven. And a time to every purpose under heaven.
Here's Judy Collins' 1969 song, and that is Turn, Turn, Turn. 13 after 10 at WJMA this morning. Do you know what happens a week from this Saturday? It's the last of May already. We're halfway through the year. Can you believe it? 6 months till Christmas? Ugh, that's terrible. 31st of May is a week from Saturday. You ever have trouble remembering whether 30 or 31 days in the month? Here's a dynamite method that works every time. Now, this is going to take a little exercise here, so if you're doing something, you have to put that down and pay attention for a moment. Unless you're driving. If you're driving, don't try to do this, because you will regret it. Now, make a fist out of your left hand, or right hand, if you're left-handed, do the other way. All right, that's right, Pat. Use your left hand. Now, touch the knuckle, your first knuckle there, by your index finger. No? Okay, that's good enough. Do it up on your hand. I don't know what this part's called. The first knuckle, I guess. You can touch it with your other hand. You don't have to all use one hand. But that's January, right there. That's January. Then February is right between the two knuckles. And then March is up on the next knuckle. And then April and so on. Just keep going across. And every time you're up on top, it's 31 days. And any time you go down in between, it's either 28 or 30 days. And it works every time. You get to the end, and you come back and start over, and you've got two 31-month days in a row there. And so that all works nicely. But when you get back to January, or when you get to December, don't keep going. Because it gets messed up. You cannot do consecutive years. You can only do 1 year at a time. So anytime somebody says, hey, how many days are there in May? All you do is whip out your hand and start counting your knuckles, and you say, well, that's easy. There are 31 days in May. That's for those of you who can't remember. 30 days hath September, April, June, and whatever the other month is. I never can remember all 12 of them. It's too much to remember.
There's a ship lies rigged and ready in the harbor. Tomorrow for old England she sails. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell.
That's The Last Farewell, Roger Whittaker, 19 after 10 at WJMA this morning. There may have been some confusion in our last exercise here at the radio station. When you were counting across your knuckles, you were supposed to go from your index finger over to your little finger, not up and down your index finger. See now how it works, January, February, March, April. And Russ Roberts has suggested one further refinement to this exercise, and that is for those of you who never can remember how many days are in February, get a ballpoint pen and write 28 on your hand right there between those first two knuckles, and that way you'll always remember February has 28 days. That's a very obvious way to do that. WJMA weather for Orange, Unionville, Hood, and Keswick. Mostly sunny and warmer today. Highs the lower mid-80s. Fair tonight. Lows near 60 to the mid-60s. Wednesday, partly cloudy and warm. Highs in the mid-80s. Chance of rains near zero through tonight, 20% tomorrow. Winds mostly from the south at 5 to 10 miles an hour. 75 our temperature this morning, and that turns out to be 24 Celsius. Our humidity, 65%. All right, march around your desk this morning. That's the march from the motion picture, The Great Waldo Pepper. Henry Mancini has written the music. 22 after 10 at WJMA this morning. State and local news coming up at 10:30. Big buys, great values, and super savings. It's the only way to describe the summer circular sale at Ricketts Cardinal Drugs in Orange. You save on picnic supplies, garden needs, electric fans, baby oil, cosmetics, health needs, ice chests, barbecue grills and charcoal, lawn chairs, radios, almost everything. During the summer circular sale at Ricketts, you'll find the best buys in Orange and on items you'll need this summer. Don't miss the sale. Summer circular sale now at Ricketts Cardinal Drugs, East Main Street, Orange.
To request something your ear wants on the People's Choice, call 672-1000 anytime WJMA is on the air. You can also mail your request to the People's Choice, WJMA, Box 271, Orange, 22960. Then tune in the People's Choice on WJMA, Sunday at 6.
Song here from Melissa Manchester. I like this one a lot. It's called Midnight Blue. The song is from Melissa Manchester, and that's called Midnight Blue, 27 after 10 o'clock. Here's a sports note for you sports fans. You remember Randy Jones? Probably not. He was the San Diego Padres' biggest loser last year, lost 22 games. Way to go, Randy. But things have a funny way of turning around. Last night, he missed pitching his first no-hitter, and the Padres' first no-hitter, missed it by one single in the seventh inning. Anyway, San Diego won the game 1-0 in 10 innings, and it was Jones' fifth victory in seven decisions. See, Randy, I told you, if you just stick in there, things will turn around. Here's Tom Jones. Take us to news time at 10:30.
Love is like candy on a shelf. Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Just say the word and they're yours.
That's Tom Jones, Help Yourself. This is WJMA AM FM Orange. It's 84 degrees at 10:30. Here's what's new in state and local news. Charles Vivier of the Rapidan Service Authority last night told the Gordonsville Town Council meeting that he made some statements earlier that were premature. He had said the price Orange was going to sell water would probably stay at the rate set some years ago. It's funded by special one-time grants. Orange County Administrator Terrell Baskerville cautioned that the county may face a tax increase in 1976. He said this will probably be the last year we'll get by because the county has reached the end of the rope on transfers from capital outlay and revenue sharing into the operating fund. 13 electric cooperatives in Virginia are negotiating with Virginia Electric and Power Company. The co-ops want to buy part of EMCO's two nuclear units now under construction in Louisa County. This came out during an Electricity Cost Commission hearing in Richmond yesterday. The negotiations have been going on for 2 months, but neither the cooperatives nor VEPCO will discuss the matter publicly. This is WJMA Radio News.
Television is an all-powerful medium. Surveys indicate that more people spend more time at the TV set than in any other daily leisure activity. So it's important that we keep an eye on the tube. And that's what I do here on WJMA Radio every Tuesday at 6:20, 7:20, and 4:45 p.m. My name is Chet Hagen, and I invite you to listen to Eye on the Tube exclusively on WJMA.
WJMA News Time, 10:35. Mostly sunny and warmer today, highs in the lower mid-80s. Fair tonight, lows near 60 to the mid-60s. Wednesday, partly cloudy and warm, highs the mid-80s. Chance of rain near zero through tonight, 20% tomorrow. Winds mostly from the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Right now in Orange, the temperature is 84, that's 29 Celsius, our humidity at 57%. I'm Ross Hunter for WJMA Radio News. It's Tony Orlando and Dawn. He don't love you like I love you. 20 and a half before 11 at WJMA for a warm Tuesday morning. I believe summertime is here, folks. For months and months and months it will be here. Ugh. Bucks and all, there's Pat Boone. The song is Indiana Girl. 8.5 minutes after 11 o'clock at WJMA. Ross Hunter here until noontime today. Sung by the Beach Boys from their Spirit of America album.
Betsy Palmer will have some good ideas on decorating the dining room. I think that one of the best decorations would be a 10-pound standing rib roast on the dining room table, but I suspect that Betsy will be a little bit more imaginative. Our program has been furnished by Armstrong, whose line of easy-to-install floors, carpets, and ceilings make it possible for you to say, I did it myself. Remember, you can do it yourself if you'll just try. Now, this is Fred Gwynn saying so long.
Fred, you missed a good chance there. For decorating that dining room, he could have used a bacon, lattice, and tomato sandwich. Pat fell out of her chair. The WJMA weather for Orange, Prats, Culpeper, and Roseville. Mostly sunny and warmer today, highs in the mid-80s. Fair tonight, lows near 60 to the mid-60s. Wednesday, partly cloudy and warm, highs the mid-80s. Our chance of rain's near zero through tonight, 20% tomorrow. Winds mostly from the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Today, 84 the temperature this morning, that's 29 Celsius, 57 our humidity reading. Here's John Denver from the album An Evening with John Denver. Practicing his barrel rolling, there's Bobby Vinton, and the song is Roll Out the Barrel. No, it is not. It's the Beer Barrel Polka. It's 12 minutes before... No, what is happening here? Stop the show. 15 before 12 o'clock is what it is, basically. At Chicago, the song is called Old Days. I haven't been doing for diddle the last few minutes here. Seem to run out of gas about this time of day. I think it is my calling in life to work until about 11 in the morning and then go home and just quit this last 11 to 12 hour. You can get more lighting from the electricity you use, says Blaine Carter of the Virginia Energy Office. He says keep lamps and lighting fixtures clean because dirt absorbs light. Did you ever notice that? The sun shines on your garden and the dirt soaks it all up. I've noticed that for many years. Here's the WJMA weather for Orange, Juneau, Haywood, and Kriglersville. Mostly sunny and warmer today, highs in the mid-80s. Fair tonight, lows near 60 to the mid-60s. Wednesday, partly cloudy and warm, highs the mid-80s. Chance of rains near zero through tonight and 20% for tomorrow. Winds mostly from the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. 84 still our temperature this morning. That's 29 Celsius. The humidity today is at 57%. Here's a song that won an Academy Award a couple of years ago for Barbara Streisand, or for the writers, Marilyn and Alan Bergman. It's called The Way We Were from the motion picture of the same name. That's Danny Davis and the Nashville Brass, theme music from the motion picture Brannigan. The noon news is coming up next to Chet Burgess, substituting with the news. Chet was the next best we could find to do the news today. Got a raspberry from the other room on that one. Well, Russ Roberts will be here for the afternoon. He's the best one we could find to keep things operating all afternoon long. I'll be back sometime tomorrow morning between 6 and noon. I'll be here the whole time. Hope that you can join us for a good bit of it, if not the whole thing. Can't believe I did the whole thing today. Golly, hardly messed up either.
Well, I have to go.